the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to the postgame show. We're now joined by a very happy Mustangs head coach, Tracy Johnson. Coach, game one, so you figured there were going to be some jitters, some excitement, some nerves, but I got to tell you, the passing, the effort, you guys are in midseason form.
Yeah, I use the word exciting a lot, but it was exciting to see them come out and play that way. Like you said, you know, there's always going to be those first game jitters, the nervousness, the excitement, but they really handled themselves so well, and the way they were moving the puck and handling the puck and how quickly they were making decisions, it was just fun to watch the whole night.
You guys had six power plays. You only got one goal on it, but you guys had at least one good opportunity on five of the six power plays.
Yeah, we were moving the puck fast, and that was an emphasis for us the past few days, just really – really practicing on moving it quick and try to catch them out of position. And I think it opened up a lot of great opportunities. And, you know, we just couldn't bury them, but we had a lot of them.
Well, Justina Mayer, though, I mean, she was fantastic tonight for Newman. And, you know, you and I were just talking as we were coming up on air here that if Justina had an off night, this easily could have been 6-1.
Yeah, she played well. Great job just coming out, stopping the puck, made some great saves that I thought were going in. So great game from her.
There were a couple of them. I mean, and then Jess's goal assisted from McKenzie there. I mean, that was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch those three work the puck around, and they really have an eye for each other. So it's fun to see what they do.
How big is that to have on opening night of sorts? You have, you know, three goals, and of the 6 points that were given out, five of them were scored by that line, and all 6 points scored with Madison's goal thrown in there were all seniors.
Yeah, it's fun to see. We knew coming into it that our veterans were going to step up, and they knew that they would have to from the get-go, and they really did that tonight.
I want to circle back to one last question here. You talked about moving the puck very fast. As you look at the final stats, actually, I have two questions. I just saw something else. 16 blocked shots for Newman. And you talk about block shots all the time, but that's indicative of how well you guys are moving the puck.
Yeah, and we just have to focus on, you know, looking at something like that, focus on getting those shots through or being a little smarter with the puck up on the point. Ideally, we like to see us getting a little more block shots, but I think that we had more opportunity to shoot, which, like you said, is very indicative of how much we were in their zone.
And the other thing is, you know, obviously they don't keep time of possession in hockey, but, you know, you kind of can see it by faceoffs won. You guys won exactly two-thirds of the faceoffs tonight, 34-17. When you have that much of an advantage in the faceoff circle, good things are going to happen.
Absolutely. Another emphasis for us is really focusing on winning those faceoffs and coming in with that mindset of I'm going to win this, because it's an opportunity to have instant possession of the puck, and something we've been emphasizing as well. And obviously you can see they did a great job with that.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time. Congrats on win number one of the season and your 25th win as head coach of the Mustangs. And go get 26. Tomorrow night against these same Knights.
Thanks so much.
All right, well, back to wrap things up from Newman. Right after this, this is Mustangs Women's Ice Hockey on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.